Good day, I'm Anjui James Soyes with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, April 4. Coming up, Vale Royal talks resume, psychiatric nursing aids to be deployed island-wide, and regional health authorities receive well-needed buses. The news in detail after the break.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now. Enter
now. Now the news. The Vale Royal talks resume today. The talks are a mechanism for representatives of the two main political parties to have bipartisan dialogue on critical national issues. Discussions got underway at the UWI regional headquarters this morning at 10. Agenda items for the first meeting include national security, electoral re-verification, and chairmanship of parliamentary committees. As agreed by the political parties, all communication from the meetings will be done as joint statements. The Jamaica Labour Party's team is led by Prime Minister Andrew Holness and includes General Secretary Horace Chang, Chairman Robert Montague, Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck, and Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries Audley Shaw. Meanwhile, the People's National Party's team is led by opposition leader Dr. Peter Phillips and includes General Secretary Julian Robinson, Chairman Fitz Jackson, Leader of Opposition Business in the House Philip Horwell, and Leader of Opposition Business in the Senate Donna Scott Motley. Some 62 psychiatric nursing aides are to be trained and deployed across the island in coming weeks as part of efforts to bolster the country's mental health treatment infrastructure. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says this initiative will also be complemented by a public education campaign geared at the destigmatization of mental health issues and persons afflicted with mental illnesses. The health minister says the measures form part of an implementation plan set for this year and are based on the recommendations made in a report by the Mental Health and Homelessness Task Force in 2016.
The report outlines a range of procedures, of steps to be taken. And these are not unique to Jamaica. These are steps that are grounded in research, that are endorsed by WHO, the World Health Organization, and PAHO, that have shown results in other jurisdictions. And frankly speaking, calls on us to make adjustments to some of the things that we do.
Dr. Tufton also points out that immediate action is being taken to address cases of abandonment of mentally challenged persons. Meanwhile, service delivery at the country's regional health authorities has been boosted with the donation of two Toyota Hiace buses by the National Health Fund, NHF. The vehicles will support community mental health services in Portland, Hanover, and Westmoreland. They were handed over to representatives from the Northeastern and the Western regional health authorities on Tuesday. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the buses, valued at $15 million, will provide technical support to field officers.
During the course of this year, I'm told that we're looking at between 3 and 5 additional vehicles that will add to the existing fleet to enhance the mobility of the mental health team. Mobility is absolutely critical because they have to go into the communities to identify with and treat with those persons who require the technical help that is so crucial to addressing the concern.
Dr. Tufton adds that non-profit voluntary organizations have promised to give greater support to mental health patients and public health officers who deal with these cases. A minimum of 3 additional vehicles will also be procured this fiscal year. And patients at the Spanish Town Hospital and Infirmary in St. Catherine are benefiting from 3 state-of-the-art stretchers, courtesy of Jamaicans in the United States. Used primarily in trauma cases, the stretchers are designed to resuscitate patients and are specialized to assist with the movement of patients who may need to be handled delicately. 2 of the stretchers were given to the hospital, while the infirmary has received the other. Mayor of Spanish Town, Councillor Norman Scott, said the donation of the stretchers is the start of a sustained program of assistance for the hospital from Jamaicans in the diaspora.
I also want to use the opportunity of thanking the minister, the Honorable Minister of Health, who through him, the Health Foundation, was able to clear the equipment.
The stretchers will be assigned to the Accident and Emergency A&E Department. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Soyes.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.